It's WNCW's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. I'm Paul Foster. This week's topic, Bright Star, a musical that just happens to have been written and composed by the Steve Martin and Edie Brickell, stars from way back in their own right and together winners of a collaboration of a Grammy in bluegrass music in 2013. Now Bright Star will take the stage at Tryon Little Theater. That brings me to my in-studio guest from the theater, Bright Star cast members Hannah Searcy and Ryan Hollop. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Before I ask you about your individual roles in the musical, provide the synopsis of what Bright Star is all about.
So Bright Star tells the story of the characters Alice Murphy and Jimmy Ray. It's set in 1923 and 1946, and it kind of shows their journey as young lovers, and then they kind of grow apart from each other, and eventually them coming back together in the later 40s.
Presented in various theaters since 2014, made its way to Broadway and now to Tryon Little Theater, and you guys will have a chance to make your mark on this musical. Let's go ahead and mention to the audience out there the dates for the performances.
Yeah, so our performances, we open Thursday, March 5th, and we run Thursday through Sunday, so March 5th to March 8th.
Tell us about your leading roles in this play, and first of all, we'll begin with you, Hannah, to talk about your role as Alice, I believe.
Alice starts out at 16 years old, and she's a very headstrong young girl, and she kind of has eyes for Jimmy Ray, and they end up falling in love, and a couple of things happen in the plot that cause them to be pulled apart. And then it jumps to her at 38 years old, and she is a head journalist at the Asheville Southern Journal.
When you get to Asheville, tell me how you're doing, how it's treating you.
So it kind of shows her when she's grown and kind of hardened from things in life, and something happens to kind of whirl her back into that time when she was 16 and having to deal with a lot of her emotions and demons from back then.
Ryan, you are Jimmy Ray Dobbs, is that correct?
Yes.
Tell us more about him.
Yes. So Jimmy Ray is the mayor's son. So he spends a lot of his time kind of playing between the ideas of kind of following his dad's dreams of him being a businessman and kind of ruling over North Carolina. They do like food produce and kind of playing with the kind of youthful side of falling for this girl that he has eyes for. And she kind of represents a different side of life. So he spends a lot of time kind of balancing between those two. And then he kind of traverses through the same journey that Alice goes through, and that kind of shows that emotional journey for both of them together and separately as well.
Now, who else in the cast do Alice and Jimmy come in contact with? How large the cast is and some of the other characters?
I think we have a cast of maybe about 20-ish. Since we're set in two time periods, we're kind of, a lot of the ensemble plays roles between both time periods, but a lot of the characters that we spend most of our time with, we spend a lot of time with the mayor. Of course, he plays my father, Will Springer. He does a great job. I know Alice spends a lot of time with her family.
Yes, Alice, when she's younger, spends a lot of time with her mother, which is played by Susie Coker. And when she's older, spends a lot of time with a young writer named Billy, who is played by Peyton Williams. The ensemble is actually really solid in this show because they have to jump from being in the 1920s to the 1940s, and they're in all of the songs, all of the dance numbers, and they play a really solid role. Even though we don't speak with them, we spend a lot of time with the ensemble as well.
Definitely, there's a lot of beautiful bluegrass music, kind of upbeat jams.
And I'll meet you on the road to the promised land. I'm not ready to give up a drink and think I'll have me another round. Pour me another round, pour me another round. Pour me another round.
The audience is riding the roller coaster with us the whole time through, hopefully, the plot and through the music as well.
One thing about Hannah and Ryan, I feel like they're talented actors. They're great to talk to so far this morning. They're young, and that makes me wonder, a legend like Steve Martin, just how familiar were you in particular with Steve Martin?
I actually have been in love with this show since I heard it. I think back in 2016, I saw a performance of it on the Tonys, and I've been obsessed with it since then. But I had no idea that Steve Martin wrote music until I came across this musical. So that was a good surprise to me. I'd only seen him in, you know, the comedy things that he's done. I think it's a beautiful score. I think it's written very well, and I enjoy bluegrass anyway. I think it's a really emotionally beautiful score to enjoy.
Ryan, Steve Martin has been in front of us for decades. Movies, He used to be a big part, a guest on Saturday Night Live. He would get out that banjo every so often and remind us that he could play it and cut up with it. His music sort of came back, and he's even loves Western North Carolina. How do you feel about being able to be a part of this?
Yeah, I mean, being able to be in something that has Steve Martin's name is unbelievable. I've been a huge fan of his comedy endeavor since I was a kid. I would watch like old videos of his stand-up and old clips on SNL, and even his most recent like stand-up endeavors with Marty Short. I love his comedy. I'm a huge fan. Being able to kind of be a part of something that was created in his mind is definitely an unbelievable opportunity.
On the Friday feature, we're talking with cast members from Bright Star getting ready to take the stage, not this weekend, but next at Tryon Little Theater. Music composed and written by Steve Martin and Edie Brickell. Hannah, the play's been described as fun, love, laughs, and redemption. Why?
There's a point in the show where Alice and Jimmy Ray wind up pregnant, and they're not married. There's a really heart-wrenching scene when Jimmy Ray's father and Alice's father take the baby away from Alice. Without giving too much away, later on in the show, she has to come face-to-face with that again, and she's able to really feel all of the emotions fully that she didn't quite get to feel when she was 16, and she's kind of kept it all inside for all of these years, and finally, and near the end of the show, she's able to come face-to-face with it and have this big emotional moment with all of those things that she's been hiding for so long.
Bright Star is truly one of the most beautiful shows, I think, that I've had the pleasure to be a part of. Everything from the music, it's definitely a different type of Broadway music. It's not something that you find very commonly. Our music director, Ben Chumley, and our director, Dan Harvey, have done an unbelievable job kind of bringing this really just simple, beautiful piece to life. And I think our cast really steps up to the plate and really brings it home for a fun, moving, and redemptive performance.
The performance is March 5th through the 8th at the Tryon Little Theater. It's going to be Bright Star. And if someone wanted to find out more details or get their hands on tickets, most importantly, how could they do so?
They can go to tltinfo.org. And we also have a Facebook page, Tryon Little Theater, where you can get ticket information on there as well.
Ryan Hollop and also Hannah Searcy, we thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Continued success on the stage. Bright Star, that's been our focus today on the Friday feature from WNCW, also available as a podcast at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.